Welcome once again to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is August 19th, 2006, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. Now, first off, in the news, I'd really like to announce that the Nikon D200 was voted the European Camera of the Year, which is fabulous. This is by the European Imaging and Sound Association. Now, not to be left out, some other Nikon software has won some awards. Capture NX has won the European Photo Innovation of the Year award for its U-Point technology. So, way to go, Nikon. And, if you need some encouragement and some bit of information to convince, oh, maybe your wife, your girlfriend, your mother, your father, or yourself that you really need to go out and buy perhaps a new Nikon D200, you could always say that it's winning awards and is an absolutely fantastic camera. I will go ahead and drop that link for the Imaging and Sound Association Awards page into the blog for you guys so you can take a look at what else might have won and get a load of what the Europeans are saying about the Nikon gear. Now, also in the news is something I found absolutely amusing, is called tourist removal. Yep, tourist removal. Apparently, Snapmania has this tool where you can get rid of all that annoying stuff in the background from your vacation. Now, I'm not exactly sure how it works, but you do have to be registered with Snapmania and have an account. But if you want to take a look, I'll drop that link in there for you and see if it might be of use. And if anybody's actually used this tool, please drop me a line at newsflash@nikonians.org or jump onto the podcast feedback forum and let us know, because I'm dying to know if that actually works effectively. Because wouldn't it be fantastic? You're wandering around, oh, I don't know, Boston, Paris, whatever, and you've got that really annoying tourist in the background or in the foreground of the shot of that perfect building. The sky's beautiful, and you just want to get rid of that person. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't, but if you know if it works or not, please let me know. Also in the news is a new Sigma lens. Yes, a new one. Not only is it NAS, but if you're in there for the Sigma lenses, which are very good as well, this might tickle your fancy. It is a new 50 to 150 millimeter f/2.8 EX/DC HSM lens. Now, it's supposed to be about half the weight of Sigma's 70 to 200 lens, and it also takes 67 millimeter filters. So, hey, if you're looking for one of those and need a decent lens in that range, but you don't want to carry around something heavy, why don't you check that out? Now, we've been kind of talking about membership lately here in the podcasts, and we have a web ring for members. So if you've got a website that is all about photography and you and your Nikon and all of that good stuff, why don't you consider joining the Nikonians web ring and get on the little circle of good Nikon websites and Nikonians websites, and you will drum up definitely a whole lot of more visits to your site, and you might even find some new and interesting sites as you go check it out for yourself. Again, you have to be a registered member of Nikonians to join our web ring, but that starts for as little as 7 cents a day for a silver membership, which is only $25 US for a full year. Other member benefits include our contests. If you are a member of our nifty community, you can enter and win cool stuff. Our Nikonians Photographer of the Year contest had some pretty awesome prizes. Last year's winners won gold memberships for a year. The second place winners won Tamrac Expedition 7 camera bags. And the first place winners actually won a full D70 camera kit, camera, lens, and a few other bits and pieces. But you have to be a member to enter and win. So check that out. I will put the suitable links in there for you so you can not only figure out how to upgrade your membership if you are in perhaps our trial silver membership, but how to enter the contests. And there's even a guided tour of the community on there, and I'll throw in the link for that as well so you can kind of figure out what's new and interesting around the community if you haven't spent a whole lot of time clicking around. Now on to the forums, which I actually haven't been into on the newsflash for quite some time, so I figured it was high time to get back in there and let you guys know what's going on. In the travel and getting together forums, we have Joey in the Nikonians Travel and Meet threads is looking for fellow Nikonians in the Fairfield, Connecticut, and Westchester, New York counties. So if you're in that area and you're looking to hook up with some other Nikonians for either information about good places to take pictures, or perhaps even getting together and going out and finding some new places, why don't you hook up with Joey, let him know you're out there, and I'm sure he'd appreciate to hear from you. Also within the travel and getting together forums is an interesting thread about the unfriendly airlines, or the unfriendly skies, as I like to say. Troubles with carrying all of your photo equipment as carry-on baggage. Now, we know that the airlines have gone a little bit very restrictive as of late as to what you can carry on and what you can't. But if you've had some bad experiences or even some good experiences, it's definitely an interesting thread to read about what everybody else has been doing and how much people have been getting away with in comparison to the restrictions. And there's also some new information as to what the airlines are doing. People have been very, very nice to us and have been posting the recent word from a lot of airlines as to what they're allowing and what they're not allowing, especially in light of what happened last week and the stricter regulations on carry-on luggage, and that might be encouraging some of us to go out and purchase some better cases so we can take our gear with us. On a slightly different angle here, I wanted to let you guys know about the dates and places of the upcoming Capture NX workshops in North America. We're going to have one in New York on the 6th of October. We'll be going to Philly on the 13th of October, in Washington, D.C. on the 20th of October, and finally rolling into Chicago for November the 3rd. So if you're interested in the workshops, why don't you check that out, see if you'll be in the area, and hopefully there's some space left for you. And hey, why not learn how to use some of the new software? And it's winning awards. So why not get a hold of it if you need that kind of thing and aren't just into JPEGs like what I'm doing at the moment. In all my spare time, I email my pictures to my friends and family, so JPEGs are perfectly suitable for me for the time being. Now, as I was trolling through the community, I walked around and found the resources section, which is always handy and tends to hide if all you do is play in the forums. And I found the most fantastic resource ever, especially for people new to digital photography and new to the lingo. It is the Nikonians Photo Glossary. Yep. All of the terminology from aberration to zoom lens is explained, and all of the acronyms in between. So if you have no idea what those letters on the end of the description of a lens mean, go to the resources section, go to the photo glossary, and it's there for you. Nice, good, understandable explanations for all of this lingo and jargon we tend to use and throw about happily, often forgetting that a lot of people just don't know. So if you're too shy to ask somebody, go check out the glossary and hopefully you'll get most of your questions answered. Well, that's about it for me this week. It's been fun talking with you guys and bringing you up to speed on the latest and greatest from the community. Just wanted to remind you that if you do have any particular questions, comments, or announcements that you would like me to make online, or online, on air online, I suppose, as it were, because it is a podcast, just drop me an email at newsflash@nikonians.org or jump onto the forums and give us a shout in the podcast feedback forum. And we look forward to hearing from you, and I will be back next week with the next installment of Nikonians News Flash.